Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. Married at First Sight continues again tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. And joining us now is one of our favourites, Lucinda. Good morning.
Morning, Alan and Carly. And morning, WA.
Yeah. We're so happy to chat to you, Lucinda, because we spoke to Jack yesterday, so it's quite the contrast for us.
Did you have much of a chat with him ever when the cameras weren't rolling? Did you ever have some, like, you know, deep meaningfuls with him?
I don't know about DNMs, but, you know, I occasionally have a chat to Jack, yeah.
Was it fun? Did you need a shower after, or was it good?
Look, everybody's got their full facet humanness, and he does have his loveliness too.
Okay.
I mean, obviously there's some very inappropriate, misogynistic, manipulative, you know, it just doesn't feel right, especially, you know, watching that, you know, how he was with Jade. And yeah, there's an inauthenticity there that I don't really vouch for. But, you know, there's other aspects of him that are pleasant as well.
I will take your word for it.
Well, speaking of taking your word for it, you actually put them into a letter and sent them to Jack and Tori last night. Now, obviously, you did it anonymously. Weirdly, it was hilarious to watch you guys being so messy. Listen, you're normally not involved in the drama. What made you want to actually send a very clear message?
There was just so much incongruency, and it was just like feeling it week after week, like the blows, you know, from the whale comment, photos, and just all sorts of weird stuff that just wasn't piling up. So it sort of came to a crescendo, and we just felt like calling it out. It was feedback week, you know, and it was hilarious because we kind of assigned ourselves to that task, to be honest.
Well, I was going to say, what kept you from putting your names on it?
Oh, we just thought it would be more fun and, you know, give a bit of guessing. I mean, we certainly, you'll see coming up a bit of a spoiler alert, but we do admit it. We do admit that it's us, you know.
Yeah.
We certainly didn't want to put the blame on anyone. We just wanted to get them guessing and cause a bit more drama, I suppose.
Yep.
Cheeky.
It's interesting seeing the contrast between you and Tim in so many different ways, which I think is what makes you two such a wonderful couple. But the dynamics are that you're the kind of calm one who does not like to get involved in any drama, yet Timothy is front and center of it all, stirring it all up. I could see last night, though, listen, he was low-key kind of dragging you in, like you were starting to find it quite funny, whereas in past episodes, that was kind of the thing that kind of gave you the ick about him.
Gosh, look, he is a hoot. And, you know, it was Tori and Jack. It was like, we were just a bit over it at that point. And I thought, all right, let's just keep it factual, put a bit of comedy in there and have a bit of fun. But yeah, he did drag me over to the dark side. But look, it is Jekyll and Hyde comedy, Tim and I. And I think that's what's great about it. Yeah. And we both rubbed off on each other somewhat.
Now, obviously you can't give too much away, but you did mention to us in a previous interview that you have now relocated to Melbourne, where Timothy is. You were recently papped with Timothy.
I'm just going to say, Carly has grabbed onto that with both hands so hard,
because,
by the way.
Can I just say, you're the couple that everyone wants to work out. So no pressure, but everyone wants you guys to work out.
No pressure.
Obviously, you've got contracts you've signed. You can't give spoilers away. But hypothetically speaking, how are things going in Melbourne?
Having a fabulous time. I love it here. I mean, I'm from Melbourne, so... Yeah. It's a lovely homecoming, and yeah, I love it back here, having a really good time.
Well, they do say home is where the heart is, Carly.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, cool. This is all making me very excited. I'm reading between a lot of lines here.
God. You saw the little cute kiss, didn't you? You saw the little teaser.
Oh, that was so lovely to see, Lucinda. It was like a long time coming, but so beautiful.
And utterly divine to receive, let me tell you.
Oh, nice. I like a bit of kiss and tell.
All right. Well, if you want to keep an eye on Timothy Lucinda's journey, plus all the other chaos that is Maths, continues again tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. Thanks for your time, Lucinda.
Thanks, gorgeous humans. Bye.